Hello and welcome back to As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today we will hear about a growing number of Chinese people who are going to Africa and many Africans who are going to Asia. Then we will look back 40 years to remember a crime called Watergate. It led to the resignation of an American president. Here is part one. Expanding ties between Africa and China have led to more Chinese people going to Africa, and a growing number of Africans are moving to China. Bob Doty tells us why.
Many Africans say they are moving to China by choice, not by need, and more plan to stay. Francis Chige of Cameroon arrived in China 10 years ago. He recently spoke about his reasons for staying.
I mean, you know, when you have something you really love, not you don't do that for money or for something, but you really like it, then you can happen to really get deep inside because it's personal, you know, it's like love.
Francis Chige spoke during a visit to a fast food restaurant in the center of Beijing. He says he became interested in China as a child in Cameroon. He and his father watched films starring Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. Mr. Chige says his father performed the Chinese martial art of Kung Fu. As a result, Francis began dreaming about going to China.
I wish I would go to China to see how those people live. I'm sure that all Chinese people do practice Kung Fu. All of them can jump, all of them can do all these things that Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee does. So I was thinking, well, I'm dreaming to go and try and study this.
At age 39, Francis Chige has realized that dream. He lives in China and has become a master, an expert, but not in Kung Fu. He is now a master of the Mandarin language. He often sings at the Beijing Opera or appears on Chinese state television. On television, he performs tongue twisters, expressions that are very hard to say. The Chinese government named him Special Ambassador for Sino-African Arts Exchanges in 2009. He travels around the world for Chinese language programs. He also serves as a Chinese language expert for African embassies in Beijing. Francis Chige came to China 10 years ago as a mathematics student on a Chinese government scholarship. At that time, he did not speak Mandarin. He learned the language by recording himself speaking and remembering Chinese radio news programs word for word. His love of the language and the country influenced his decision to stay in China. Today, he lives in Beijing with his wife, a Russian woman, and three children. Some experts say Africans find life easier in China than the first foreigners who came to the country. Many said they felt discrimination and struggled with a foreign culture. Stella Matsinhe is from Mozambique. She came to China to study development at Tsinghua University in Beijing. She completed her university studies and now attends language school to improve her Mandarin. She believes she can find a good job in China.
Did you know there's a lot of brain drain, right? And we were always told that we should never forget where we come from, right? Our parents, our teachers, our leaders, they always told us. It's something you hear from a very small age in a lot of African countries. Don't forget where you come from.
She notes that she always had wanted to stay in Africa. But if that is not possible for her at this time, she said China is looking like another really good choice. Stella Matsinhe says It is a place where she can develop all her abilities. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA. Saturday marks the 40th anniversary of the resignation of President Richard Nixon. He left office because of his involvement in a series of events that became known as the Watergate scandal. It began when Republican Party operatives broke into the Democratic Party offices at the Watergate building in Washington in 1972. The break-in and the Nixon administration's attempts to hide the incident had a major effect on the United States. Ann Ball takes the story from there.
Many Americans remember what they were doing on the night of August 8, 1974. That was when President Richard Nixon announced he would resign the following day.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
On the day of his resignation, President Nixon spoke to White House employees.
Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
A short time later, the new president, Gerald Ford, sought to bring calm. He spoke to a nation that had just witnessed the first presidential resignation in its history.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works. Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule.
Several Nixon aides went to jail for crimes and abuse of power during the Watergate scandal. White House recordings linked Richard Nixon to the cover-up. They showed he ordered aides to tell the Central Intelligence Agency to lie to the Federal Bureau of Investigation in an effort to stop the Watergate investigation. President Ford would later pardon Richard Nixon of any criminal responsibility. The pardon may have cost Mr. Ford the 1976 presidential election. Historian Alan Lichtman is with the American University in Washington. He says Watergate remains an important turning point in U.S. political history.
Well, Watergate remains tremendously significant. It is still, to date, the most comprehensive attempt by a president and his administration to undermine the democratic process.
The Watergate scandal stretched over a 2-year period. Much of the information resulted from the work of two reporters, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein of the Washington Post newspaper. The scandal also led to congressional reform of the campaign finance system. However, the U.S. Supreme Court has recently canceled some of those measures. Watergate also led to a new, more divisive political